This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Wednesday, but we are lucky to be joined by Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. He is here in the studio for Mechanic Monday, and that means it is your time to shine. If you want to call in and ask him a question about anything, if it's about a problem you're having with your vehicle, if it's about a vehicle you're thinking about buying but you're not really sure, if it's something that's going to suit you or serve you, whatever words you want to use, you can call in 844-500-4242, and Bill will do his very best to answer your questions. And some feedback we get when we have Bill on is that he's not going to beat around the bush. He's going to give you a yes or no. That's something you'll never get from the Biden administration, like a yes or no answer. Bill is a yes or no kind of guy. So call in. The number is 844-500-4242. Bill, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Now, Bill, I do have a couple of stories here I'm going to get to while I let people get on the lines. But before that, the last thing we had just talked about in the previous segment was a study that came out. And it said 63% of people get nervous when their partner is driving their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your wife. She's a very nice lady. Do you want to comment on that, or would you rather plead the fifth?
I think I can comment on this. So she does get nervous when I'm driving.
When you're driving. Do you get nervous when she's driving?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Are you a good driver?
I think I'm a good driver.
I think every man on the face of the planet, and this is, I'm painting with a very broad brush, and I'm being incredibly sexist right now. So please forgive me in advance. I've never met a guy in my life who does not think he's a good driver.
That's because you've never met one who isn't a good driver.
Every guy thinks they're a great driver. My brother, when we were younger, used to say, I'm the best driver in the family. Like, that was his claim to fame. I was like, that's not really saying much. We're not that good. 844-500-4242. All right, now, Bill, hang on there while we get some people on the lines. One more time, the number is 844-500-4242. You can also text in if you'd prefer. It's 63566. Start the text with the word curly. I know I say that a lot, and then I don't read the text, but I've got the texter up right now, so it's a perfect time to do that. Before we get to that, though, I would be remiss if I did not play you a little bit of an update on what's happening in New York. Yesterday, I had played the sound from Wanda Sykes, because I know that when people want political wisdom, they tend to go to B-list celebrities and say, what are they thinking? And Wanda was talking about how the entire country should be ruled, basically, by New York and California, because that's where the most people are, and that's the places that make the most money. And if we're going to talk about New York, we have to talk about all of the people who are coming up as presidential contenders, including Eric Adams. Eric Adams is doing such a bang-up job with New York City that he's mulling over running for president in 2024. Let's not forget about Andrew Cuomo, another New Yorker who might run for president. And now, according to Stephen Colbert, we might be looking at President AOC. This is Cut 18.
I know somebody who's going to turn 35 about a month before the election in 2024, and they represent New York's 14th. Is that job appealing to you at all?
I think that
theoretically.
Listen, I think that we need to focus on keeping a democracy for anybody to be president in the next couple of years, and that's my central focus, is helping the people of this country.
Right? To quote Michael Scott, no, 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 no. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Grace, of course you don't want AOC to be president. She doesn't align with your values. She's a socialist social media star. That's not why. actually. You might be surprised. The reason I don't want AOC to run for president in 2024 is because I am throwing all my support behind Kamala Harris. I've seen what this woman can do. I've seen the way she stares at the moon craters. I've seen the way she gets to the root causes of immigration issues. I've seen her do her job like no one can. And right now, the biggest issue we're facing in this country, according to a lot of people, is inflation. And the kind of wisdom that I will grant you, I'm sure AOC could give us, it doesn't pale in comparison to the wisdom we get from Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one who could do this better. Can I have a little bit of Kamala's hot take on inflation, Jared?
Now, inflation is really high. Are you concerned about a recession? The administration said that they weren't that worried about about inflation, and then that changed.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority, which is bringing down the costs and the prices as much as we possibly can. And we will stay focused on that.
Well said. Spoken like my president. Spoken like someone who has a real handle on this situation. 844-500-4242. It is time for Mechanic Monday on a Wednesday. Thank you for indulging me with that painful sound from Stephen Colbert. I'm so sorry to everyone who had to hear that. Jared, are we ready to go? Let's play it.
Start your engines.
Grab those steering wheels.
It's Mechanic Monday with Grace Curley and Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care.
And man, did I like that 57 Ford Fairlane.
Get your questions in for Bill now. 844-500-4242.
We have a lot of questions ourselves, but as always, the callers get first dibs. Let's go to Scott. You're first up with Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
So my question, good. My question is, I bought a refrigerant charger, you know, from AutoZone to charge my wife's Freon. Now the low side, it's a 2015 GMC Acadia, you know, and I watched a video to see how to find it and how to do it.
Sure.
Well, the thing is, I can't even get my hand in between the frame and this metal that's going across the block. I can't even get my hand in there to take the thing off. Like, how the hell do they get to it?
You know, it can be tough. Sometimes you got to remove brackets or, you know, sometimes fenders. You know, some of the engineers, we question, you know, how did you design this? So good luck with that. I mean, if you want, you can bring it by the shop. We can give it a shot. Because some of those things you buy at AutoZone, the valves are too big, but we have, like, thinner ones. But if you want to bring it by, we can, you know, surely give it a shot.
All right, thanks. And if he wants to bring it by, where is JB Auto Care located?
So we're in North Weymouth at 291 Bridge Street.
Very easy to get to, yep, and it's a great shop. Don, you're next up with Bill Brassard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Don. Are you there, Don? You
got to put your radio down, Don.
You got to grab that steering wheel and put your radio down. People like that, Jared. They like that ad lib. I don't know if Bill even... Did you hear what happened yesterday with the J6 committee?
I did not.
The woman said that when Trump was in the Beast, that the Beast, which is, it's very protected, like, yeah, the president's very protected from the driver. The woman claimed, Cassidy Hutchinson claimed, that Trump reached over and lunged at the Secret Service agent and tried to grab the steering wheel of the Beast while he was in the back. Yeah, that reaction is why I think maybe it's not very plausible. Someone hearing it for the first time, their reaction is to burst out into laughter. You know what they should have done? They should have focus grouped this a little bit and said, is the average person going to believe this? I don't think so. Brian, you're up next with Bill Brassard. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm approaching retirement age real fast, and I have a Lexus right now. I'm thinking about turning it in to buy a Subaru because they're supposed to be so long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case, or have things changed over the last 3 to 4, 5 years?
Now, Subarus are great cars. But, you know, your Lexus is also a great car. Which model is it?
A 1996 LS400.
No, right, maybe it's time for an upgrade, but but those Subarus, yeah, I've seen some of those Subarus with, you know, 300, 400,000 miles on. They just keep ticking.
How do they do with gas?
Subaru, well, they're all-wheel drive, so they get decent gas, you know, in the 20s.
Nice.
So, yeah, they're nice four-cylinder cars.
Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
The Ford Crown Vic, which is the only other car on the road that has been said to get a million miles. I was amazed to find, I learned this from two different sources, that my car and the Crown Vic Ford are the only two cars on the road that you can get a million miles from. So my car is 26 years old now, and it's still running like a peach. So it's difficult to get rid of it. You know, do I really want to get rid of it and get a Subaru if the reputation of the Subaru is kind of like passe?
Yeah, I mean, I love that Lexus. You know, I worked for Lexus back in the mid-90s when they were making those brand new. And, you know, if it's in good shape and it's running, you know, why not continue to drive it?
All right, Brian.
How I feel, but, you know...
Well,
okay,
Brian,
thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to have to come to that decision all on your own, unfortunately. But I think a Subaru is nice.
Subarus are nice.
Yeah. Maybe mix it up.
You don't see a lot of men driving Subarus, though.
That's true. It's definitely more of a female car. Yeah. But it's going to be a Subaru summer, is what they always say, and it is summertime. So maybe now is the time. 844-500-4242. I see everyone on the lines. Thank you so much for calling in and bringing us your questions for Bill Broussard. We'll be right back with Bill. He'll answer all your questions. So just stay put. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We've got full lines for Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. If you're trying to call in, keep trying, because as we take calls, lines will open up. Before we get to those calls, today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. So get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Who will get a job with the mainstream media first? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, or Cassidy Hutchinson?
Cassidy had a pretty big debut, I would say. It was a big premiere, but Liz Cheney, or as Pelosi calls her, Lynn Cheney, is really putting in the work. So I'm going to say Liz.
Liz Cheney, 67% for the lead, 23% for Cassidy Hutchinson, and 10% for Adam Kinzinger.
All right, it is Mechanic Monday on a Wednesday. Let's go to the callers here. Joe, you're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Joe. Are you there, Joe? Let's go to Don. Don, you're next up with Grace and Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Don.
Hello. Yes, I have a Mazda 5, 2006, that I bought, and it developed a problem with, it wouldn't get out of third gear, it seemed like. You go to third gear and it'd run up high RPMs to like 4,000 RPMs, and it wouldn't go into fourth gear. And then it also has some issues going into reverse, it would kind of clunk into reverse. So I was told it was the TCM, or the transmission control module, and I replaced that. I replaced it. I had it rebuilt. I took that one out, and I had it rebuilt, and put it back in, and everything is gone. It shifts fine now, except I still have that clunk when I go into reverse, and the AT light remains on. I don't know what to do next.
So, you know, that's pretty good that you rebuilt that and it fixed it. So I'm thinking if it goes into a clunk when you put it in reverse, so you could have, say, a bad transmission mount, motor mount, or you could have worn gears inside the transmission. So when you put it in gear, there's a lot of slop, so it's, you know, it gives it like a bang. So I would inspect those mounts first.
Okay. And the mounts, I mean, you can't... That's nothing you can see.
Sure.
How do you know that? How do you inspect it?
Yeah, so you can.
I'm not really good at that. So.
Yeah, if you had a lift, you can put it up in the air and you can, inspect all the motor mounts, the frame mounts. You know, all they are is rubber insulation bushings between, the two pieces of metal. So you can see if they're cracked, ripped, and if, or if you have a local mechanic, or you can bring it down to the shop. We can definitely inspect those mounts for you at no charge.
All right. Thank you, Don. Let's go to Joan. You're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Joan.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Okay. I have a 2000 Camry with about 112,000 miles on it, and I'd like to trade it in only because I'm, you know, getting worried that at some point it may break down on me, even though I keep up all the maintenance and everything, and I'm starting to put some money back into it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just wondering if I should, you know, trade it in with a dealer or try to sell it outright, and what you think it might be worth.
The value, I mean, you'd probably get $6,000-$7,000 for it. I just know that because my mother happens to drive one of those. But, you know, those are really great cars, and that's relatively low mileage for that vehicle. So if, you know, if the body's in good shape, there's not a lot of rot, you know, I would continue to put that money into it. Now, I always tell people, if you have to spend, say, $2,000 a year on your vehicle, so that's $160 a month, you know, where can you drive a car for $160 a month?
That's a very good point. Thanks, Joan. Good question. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're next up with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Go ahead, Jeff. Are you there, Jeff? A lot of people not paying attention today. Let's put Jeff on hold, and we'll come back to him. Dave, you're up next. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I am, Gracie. And if you want to hang up, you can, because I own a Buick Rendezvous. I know that's one big red flag, but I'm having a real issue with the cooling system. The fans that go on when you shut it off aren't responding, and it doesn't seem it's not going into the red zone, but it's running hot. I don't know if I should invest in it. It's a 2007, so a little insight would be good.
Yeah. You have a lot of miles on it?
No, I got under 100,000.
Yeah, that's pretty young.
Like 96.
Yeah, so yeah. First, you know, I would check the coolant level. Make sure you check it with a car cold. And then, you know, get it up to operating temperature. You could have a bad thermostat, or maybe the radiator fans, you know, aren't working. But, you know, I would start with those things. And, you know, the fan should come on at about, 200 degrees. And, you know, a good coolant flush wouldn't hurt it. So you can try those things.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much. The number is 844-500-4242. Bill, the price of gas right now is out of control. And I was wondering, you know, are people, do you think, and you had just told me a story off the air, do you think people are going to change their summer plans based off the price of gas?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, gas has tripled. So, you know, if you're going to take a trip, it's triple the price. You know, I have a boat, and, you know, I'm second guessing some of the trips we usually take because I'm like, maybe I'll just sit at the dock this summer.
Yeah, because to fill up a boat and go to, let's say, Martha's Vineyard, or if you're going to make a real trip, that's got to be how much money?
It could be thousands in gas.
Yeah, it's really, really ridiculous, and it's happening all over the country. I think this is the second week in a row gas prices are declining slightly, but not really enough to make a big impact for people. 844-500-4242. Stay on the lines. We'll be right back with Bill Broussard from JB Auto Care. Plus, we've got a little more sound from AOC that you don't want to hear, but I'm going to play it for you anyway. Don't go away. This is Mechanic Monday on a Wednesday. Still have time to get on the lines. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining me today. And I'm thrilled to have Bill Broussard here in the studio from JB Auto Care. He's taking all of your car calls and questions. So let's go back to the calls here. Maureen, you're next up. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hi, thank you.
Of course.
I have a 2011 Ford Focus with 101,000 miles, and last year the horn went on it, and a friend of mine replaced it. I was able to pass inspection. Got about 2 weeks later, stopped working, and I haven't had a working horn since. So now coming up on needing my next inspection, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, it sounds like you might have to replace that horn again. So it either have the, you know, I mean, it could be multiple things. It could be the horn button, which is on the steering wheel, or it could be a bad connection of the actual horn, or maybe just the horn went bad. You know, when they install, just make sure they face it down, because some people have seen them face up, and it collects water.
Okay.
Maureen, were you using the horn a lot?
Only when I was listening to Holly.
That makes sense. I love a horn. See, some people are anti-horn. My husband hates honking on the horn. Like, he always makes the motion as if he's going to, but he never goes through with it. I honk all the time. I honk as a way of communication. Hey, you're coming too close. Hey, you're running late. Get out of the house. Do a little honk honk. I think it's like a love language, really.
I can't remember the last time I honked my horn.
Yeah.
I think it's a guy thing.
Yeah, I think guys don't like to rock the boat like that. We're really making generalizations here today on Mechanic Monday on a Wednesday. Let's go to Jim. You're next up. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I own a Mercedes C320, and I'm having some issues with it. We're trying to get an inspection sticker up here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
excuse me. It appears as though the diagnostic trouble codes that are supposed to be making the transference into the ECU aren't getting there.
Okay.
I called them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So do they do emissions in New Hampshire?
Yeah, they do.
They do, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's got, after 20 years, you don't have to do it, but this is 2004, so it's got two more years that I have to deal with this if I keep the car. And I'm not sure exactly what the hell I'm going to be able to do about it. I contacted the dealership, and it was like I was talking French to them. And then I tried to, I went on a few forums, and there were a few guys that had the same problem, but nobody was ever to get it, able to get it resolved. Now, I don't know whether it's a problem with the ECU or it's a, or it's an individual problem. They say, I had a CEL light come on and resolved that issue, resolved the issue. It was an emissions issue. But since then, it has to load, I think, seven of eight. Mm-hmm. Possibilities, but it's only loading four.
Okay, so they're not getting, the monitors aren't getting ready, is that what's going on?
That's correct.
Yeah, that can be tricky, and you know, the German vehicles can be extra tricky on that. So, you know, the certain drive cycles, and it wants to see certain things. So you could have an issue with, you know, it's losing power when you're shutting your battery, you know, key off. You know, I've seen bad computers. But if, you know, if it's more than just one monitor, you know, it sounds like there's something going on in the computer where it might have to, you know, maybe the computer needs to be replaced.
Yeah, Jim, so if you want to bring it, you can always bring it by your shop,
sure,
right?
Can, yeah.
JB Auto Care in Weymouth.
Yeah, we have some European specialists on staff.
Really?
We do.
Fancy, fancy, fancy. I was just going to ask a question, and now I can't remember what it was. It will come back to me. Oh, he said he was on the message boards. That means he was on Reddit.
Oh.
That's what people do. When people say they were on the message boards, that means they're on Reddit. You can go on Reddit and you can ask any question. Medical. I don't advise it because I don't think people on there are experts, but it's amazing how many Reddit threads there are. So in case anyone ever says to you, oh, I was looking on the internet, they were on Reddit, by the way. Jeff, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Grace. Great show as usual.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I've got a question for Bill. Bill, I've got a 2014 Nissan Versa with a little over 264,000 miles on it. And the transmission's starting to slip a little.
Okay.
Some say leave it alone. You're on borrowed. Some say leave it alone. You're on borrowed time as it is. Others say change that fluid as soon as you can. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's, I get mixed emotions on that. So there's some theories of if you change the transmission fluid, you're going to ruin the old transmission. My theory is, you know, why not change the transmission fluid? You know, it doesn't hold a transmission together. So I would definitely change the transmission fluid and possibly a filter if it has one. And that's about really all you can do externally on a transmission other than rebuild it. But if it's just, you know, if it's not bothering you that much, you know, you leave it alone because, You know, I hate to say, hey, replace a transmission fluid and then, you know, it causes a problem. It has a lot of miles for transmission. I think it's served you well.
Is it kind of like when you change a fish tank water? If you change it out too quick and the fish dies?
That happened to me once.
Yeah, it happened to my brother, too.
The water was too warm and it killed my fish.
Yeah, it happened to my brother. He was devastated.
Yeah.
He was devastated and I said, I'm sorry. I don't know. I had nothing to do with it. Didn't involve me. But yeah, you think you're doing a good deed and then... There he is, floating.
He's floating.
Dead man's float. Yeah. James, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. What's your question, James?
Yes, how are you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I just have a 2007 Mercedes S550, and it says cannot go into gear. So it turns on fine, everything works fine, mm-hmm. but it will not go into drive. I've taken it to a few mechanics. One guy put a new gear shifter on. That mm-hmm. didn't do anything. One guy disconnected the battery. That kind of did something for about all of 3 days. One mechanic said, this is an anti-theft. I can't even touch it. So I really don't know what would be the decision on that.
Yeah, I mean, if the second one fixed it for a few days, I think you're onto something there. We reset the computer, and then after a few days, it started doing it again. So... I would probably drill down on the computer issue. You know, you have an electrical problem there, but sounds like something's going on in the computer on the electronic transmission.
Does that make, you know, fixing cars a lot harder nowadays? All these chips and computers.
It does. It makes it challenging. You know, the average person, you know, you open the hood and there's not much to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's happening inside the mysterious black box.
Yes, Dan, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. What's your question for Bill Broussard, Dan?
Hi.
Hey,
How are you?
Good.
I have a 1984 Chevy Corvette.
Wow.
And now that the weather is getting nicer, I've been taking it out a few times, and I'm getting a misfire under low acceleration, but as soon as I step on it, it clears right up.
Okay.
It's a newer distributor, newer plugs and wires, so I'm kind of scratching my head, and I'm not quite sure what to do about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you can narrow it down, you know, if you can do it while the car's in maybe park, you can kind of isolate the which cylinder is misfiring. Yeah, you could have a bad gap on one of the spark plugs, and then, you know, at higher RPMs, it kind of pushes its way through it. You know, maybe if the gap was too wide, you know, maybe you have a bad wire, it's not making a good contact. You know, the cars are pretty simple, so you can probably isolate it, you know, with the hood up in the yard.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Usually, it's intermittent, so I was it kind of comes and goes.
Yeah, I mean, if you can catch it in the act while you, you know, like I said, in the driveway with the hood up, maybe have someone put an emergency brake on, put in drive, give it a little gas, and then you can just pull one spark plug wire at a time while it's doing it. You could probably isolate which cylinder it is. So it's either the, you know, spark, the fuel, or the compression. So it's one of those three is causing it.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Paul, you're next up with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Bill. I got an opportunity to buy a 2009 Ford Escape with a V6. Your feelings on a vehicle like that? It's got 108 on it, and there's absolutely no rust on the bottom. I don't know if you know of something that goes wrong with the 2009 Ford Escape. With a V6.
Yeah, I mean, those motors are good. You know, I see problems with the transmissions. But, you know, 108. Yeah, the 108,000, that's really low mileage. You know, these days, it's brand new. You'll see a couple hundred thousand on the newer vehicles. So, yeah, those are pretty solid cars.
Congrats, Paul. Go on through with it.
Yeah, good job.
Eric, you're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Bill, how you doing? Just a quick question. I'm looking at some late model Dodge Challengers with the 392
mm-hmm.
and the automatic transmission. Just wanted to get your opinion because reliability and performance with that engine and transmission.
Yeah, and those are fun cars. I have been seeing some problems with misfires on the engine computers, internal problems with, like, you know, valve springs and things like that. But, you know, all in all, those are nice cars. They're fun to drive. I would buy one myself.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Howie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Howie.
Hi, Bill. I've got a 2017 Cadillac ATS, and the manual says to use only high test gas, which I've been using for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the price of gas now, I just decided, I've talked to a bunch of friends, and they said there wouldn't be any harm in using regular gas.
Mm-hmm.
What's your feelings about putting, after 4 years of a high test, would there be any harm with me using regular gas?
Well, what you can do is you can try it. So the newer cars, they have what's called a NOx sensor on them. So if you use the lesser quality gas and say it's knock and pinging, the computer will pick that up from the NOx sensor, retire the timing, and your gas mileage will suffer. So if you use a better gas and it doesn't knock and ping and it doesn't retire the timing, you know, you'll get better gas mileage. So I would try a couple different tankfuls on similar driving, and then you can test out, you know, what the best mileage is. If your gas mileage doesn't suffer, go for it.
All right, thank you for the call, Howie. Charlie, you're up next with Bill Broussard. Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, hey, Grace. This is Charlie, the jerky guy.
Oh, Charlie, delicious jerky.
Yeah, thanks. So my question is, I have a Jeep Cherokee. It's the Trailhawk version, if it matters. It's a 2014, and my odometer gauge is flashing.
Okay. So, I mean, if it sounds like it could just be a faulty odometer, like you'd have to replace the instrument cluster. There are companies that rebuild those, or you can just get a brand new one, but it would have, you know, 0 miles on it. But sometimes you can get them programmed also.
All right, thank you for the call, Charlie. I see we do have other people on the lines. Unfortunately, we have to end it here. But Bill, I want you to tell people, if they have questions for you, if they want to stop by the shop, where can they find you?
Sure. We're at 291 Bridge Street, North Weymouth, Massachusetts, Route 3A.
And is there a number they can call?
Yep, it's 781-331-6068.
Give that out one more time.
781-331-6068.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Bill Broussard. And since we have you here, it's a good time to give away our gas money winner. If you ever want a chance to win $50 worth of gas money, just enter your email at gracecurlyshow.com. It's free to enter, and you could win $50 of gas money during my show or during Howie's show. You only have to enter once, and you'll be entered in the drawing every day. Today's winner, and a big congratulations, goes to Jay. Congratulations.
You won! You did it!
All right, we will be right back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. She's a master at pouncing, weaponizing, and seizing.
To give you a reference point, I'm somewhere between a snake and a mongoose. And a panther.
She's Grace Curley.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall, and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall.
No, not his lunch. The ketchup on the wall. She says ketchup. I prefer ketchup. Interesting.
The catsup.
Howie Carr joins us now. Howie, I know you're going to be talking a lot about this today. All of the debunked lies from Cassidy Hutchinson, who is soon going to be, I'm sure, a cast member of MSNBC or CNN.
Get her name right. Cassidy Smollett Hutchinson.
Yes, yes, that is
or
correct.
Is it Cassidy Blase.
And Howie, you're going to have, you're going to be able to talk about this all day today, but there's something else I want to ask you about because I haven't gotten to this today and I would love your input. Lee Zeldin has won in New York as far as the primaries go, and he beat out Andrew Giuliani. You had commented on this last week regarding their debate. It was a pretty heated debate in New York.
Yeah.
What do you think? You think Zeldin's got a chance? We know that he's going up against Hochul. What do you make of this?
I think he does. You know, Hochul is the incumbent governor. I know she's an acting governor, but she only got 61% of the vote. I mean, she was running against a sort of a machine Democrat from Long Island and then this nut woke Democrat from New York City. But she only got 61% of the vote. I mean, he's from a more populous area, Long Island, than she is, which is Buffalo. And she's wildly unpopular. Crime is out of control. The state is shrinking in terms of population. I mean, I think he's got a shot.
Yeah, and you were just citing the amount of people that voted for her or the percentage, but also a recent poll showed that 54% of New Yorkers feel that she's doing a poor job. And I think there's a lot of issues that she's botched. And it seems like the only time she's on TV is when she's telling people to get vaccinated. When it comes to other issues in New York, she's kind of nowhere to be found.
Well, how about that shoplifter yesterday? I mentioned it briefly yesterday. This woman's been arrested 100 times for shoplifting. She's defaulted on warrants 27 times. She got 5 outstanding warrants out on her right. She was arrested again Saturday. Then she was arrested previously on Thursday. I mean, I know it's just shoplifting, but you can't have people running around committing these kinds of property crimes if you're going to have any kind of society. You know, shootouts on the subways, you know, mass murders, mass shootings, jewelry thieves stalking people from midtown posh bistros to their, you know, to their upper income doorman apartment buildings and then robbing them as they get out of the car. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. And another issue, not to switch gears here, but an issue that's close to your heart as far as New York goes, which I'm not sure if Zeldin's going to take this up for you.
The bridge?
The bridge. Tell people a little bit about the bridge and why it means so much to you.
It should be named the Tappan Zee Bridge. And I think I urge the fake Indian to join me in this crusade. Our neighbors to the south. I mean, Tappan is the name of an Indian tribe. Z is Dutch. So you're taking, you know, the two aspects of the beginning of our country, the Native Americans and the settlers. Tappan Zee Bridge, as opposed to Cuomo, which is associated with groping women. What more can I say? Groping women. That's that kind of stuff. I won't even get into COVID and nursing home deaths.
I do on occasion say, ciao, Bella.
Howie, I know you've got a great show planned today. You've got a full house here of VIPs, and tell everyone what they can expect.
They can expect Alma Gaucha. That's what they could expect.
Alma Gaucha. Say no
Brazilian
more.
Brazilian Steakhouse on D Street in South Boston.
It's going to be a really fun show, so don't go anywhere. I'll be back tomorrow for our Friday Junior show. Thanks so much for listening.
Tulips, yes.